The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, Vols fans, welcome to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. Tonight, we are going live, and we're going to pay a little bit more attention to the people watching live. And we got Tim Bradley joining in on a live show watching it. Got Nico already. Tim.
The gang gang.
Dude, if you're available, just go ahead, let me know, and I'll send you the link, because there's nothing like laughter between you and the Duke.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
God bless. We got a good show for y'all tonight. We're going to go on this lovely live stream where there's no fixing whatever I
mess
up. In the
business, called a one cut. So watch your voices, kids. No cussing, no fussing, or you're going to get coal and switches for Christmas.
We only have to worry about that no cussing.
Hey, I'm pretty good about it. I've only cussed like twice this year.
Yeah,
That's the wrong side this
year. Yeah. We're going to talk a little Tennessee basketballs, men's only, for tonight.
I can promise you I haven't watched a single second of them.
Boy,
I haven't.
If you missed, we'll talk about the North Carolina game, because, gosh.
Take your shirt off.
Twist it around your head.
Like a helicopter.
Shoot down them helicopters. I mean, what?
Nope.
Tennessee Vandy will just a touch on the Tennessee
the
Vandy.
Ball teased.
Just small tease. Coaching carousel, want to definitely go over a little bit of that and give our thoughts on SEC championship. Could a Bama win leave the SEC out of the college football playoffs? We'll talk about it to give our opinions. Some opinions already rolling in from our resident Georgia fan, Franklin. We'll talk about that. Right after we play our intro video, I hadn't got to hit this in a while. Here you go, live stream watchers. I absolutely love the end of that.
I like the helmet with the black outline.
I mean, it's...
Don't hate. I like it. I think it looks better than our black helmet.
Now I just need to change the music, because I hate it.
I mean, what were we going to change it to?
I don't know. Sandstorm.
Like I said, if I would have known 2 weeks ago that they were going to be in a live rendition of Sandstorm, I would have took South Carolina. Dude, little did I know.
Speaking of this, so there was a tweet, and I love to save some of these ones, from Jordan Moore, at Jordan Moore _21 on Twitter, because I can't say X. Spencer Rattler.
Degeneration.
Spencer Rattler last year against Tennessee and Clemson, 55 or 76. 796 yards, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 94 total points scored. Spencer Rattler this year against Tennessee and Clemson, 40 for 69, 281 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, only 27 total points scored. But we're supposed to believe he just turned it on for 2 games last year. Yeah.
I mean, I heard what kind of a stand-up man that Shane Beamer was. He's such so dedicated to the sport that he has opted out of a bowl game this year because he heard that he wasn't going to be in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yeah. Such a stand-up guy.
My man was rock hard when they were pouring that daggum mayonnaise over his head 2 years ago, or last year, whenever it was.
Your boy, Sunbelt Billy, is taking the team to just the local bowling alley.
Disney World.
To make up for it.
I'm surprised he didn't get canned. That's what I'm shocked. Okay. I guess Florida probably sent a probe out and said, we won't be able to hire nobody else, so might as well keep him another year.
Let me tell you. You continue on because I'm getting.
What do you want me to continue on about rowing the boat,
dude?
I'm out of Sunbelt Billy jokes. They kind of tell themselves. I got a stat for you if you want to keep going. Here's your stat to change the subject a little bit. I looked it up today. I have two quarterbacks and their stats here. Are you ready? Quarterback A. This season has 2,526 passing yards, 21 TDs, and 6 interceptions in regular season. Quarterback B has 2,813 passing yards, 20 TDs, and 5 interceptions. Okay? One, people say should be in the Heisman Trophy talk, and the other, people hate. Who are they?
These were both this year.
This year.
Are they both in the SEC?
That's all we talk about. So, yes, Bird. I'm not talking about the Mountain West here. One of them plays for Boise State.
Oh, Timbo, I put that link in the comments on both Facebook and, let's see, you're on
YouTube. We just don't want anybody sending helicopters, if you know what I mean. All right, Bert, go ahead.
Joe Milton, Jaden Daniels.
Oh, sure. Nope.
Who is it?
So, quarterback B with the 2,800 yards, 20 TDs, and 5 interceptions is Joe Milton.
Okay.
The quarterback A with 2,600 yards, I'm not getting to the 21 TDs, 6 interceptions.
Jackson Milrow. It was it Milrow?
Mm-hmm. So, what we're saying is that Bazooka Joe has better numbers than Milrow. For what it's worth, he is a VFL in my book for life. Thank you,
Tim joined,
for your service.
We got our man Tim Bradley joining in on the show.
He's got the buds, man. In.
Yeah, I had to go find him. I was like, where are my earbuds at? And they were out in the garage for some reason.
Use them for ear protection while he's weed eating. That's what it was.
Oh, man. Hey, Duke, by the way, before you came into my life, I missed you so bad.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, your last name is technically my first name, so it's great.
That's all right.
Sweet, sweet.
Well, it's technically my middle name. I don't go to my first name. It's Charles, but
so many right there.
I could have kept going, but it's a kid's show.
So many things. Tennessee basketballs. You know, I don't mind. There's people that are like, hang it up, we're done. We lost to Kansas, and we lost.
We've just lost to all blue chip programs when it comes to college basketball.
We lost to number 2 and number 3. Come on,
exactly.
Come on, okay. But let's go to last night. Let's go North Carolina, who was ranked 17th while we were 10th. Okay, I missed a little bit of the first half.
Me too.
Turn it on. I went, holy crap. How are we 30 points behind fixing to go? Like, what has happened here? And then when you look at box score, because of that second half comeback, I mean, because, I mean, when they went in to the second half, I mean, it was 70-something to 40-something. And then to bring it back within eight is pretty good. But looking at the box score, you would say, wow, this was never, you know, North Carolina took it and they never gave it up, but it was still a close game. And it wasn't, you know, it by no means was a close game. I can't believe that they brought it back. Second hand smoke.
At the Shoney's.
Tripled up North Carolina, 13 second chance points. Tennessee with only 4, 2 in the first half, 2 in the second. Points off turnovers, Carolina with 21, only 16 for Tennessee. They came off the bench. North Carolina came off the bench with 26 points off the bench and half of that for Tennessee. And then the other big one was the fast break points, 20 for North Carolina, only 8 for Tennessee. And you know, Duke, the live or die by the 3.
Yep. You live and die by the 3-pointer. That's normally what a team of all whites do.
I don't know, man. Dalton Kinnick's got some of that bird in him.
Oh, I agree, but he also has an ankle that is bumped.
Yes. Yes.
And I know very little about football. I know nothing about basketball. That's why I haven't watched any. I'm not going to.
I don't know how much truth there is to this, but somebody on one of the outlets today said that he did walk to the bus without a boot or a crutch. And with an ankle injury, that's usually a good sign.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard all kinds of stories in the past. Like, you would rather have a high ankle. I mean, you'd rather have a
low
broken ankle than a high ankle sprain.
Yeah,
that's how much the turnaround time is to get better. Yeah, or you could do hiawatha like Aaron Rodgers and come back from a torn Achilles in 3 days. Get him on ayahuasca. You there, Bird?
Oh. Yeah. No,
you scared me.
Oh, you wouldn't. Y'all wouldn't. I don't know if y'all would be able to hear. There he goes.
There we go.
Now, you told me pre-show my camera likes to autofocus and then it gets stuck on something else.
Mm-hmm.
If I look back there and there's a figure of a little girl or something, I'm gone.
You got pizza back there? But
there's some chili back here.
You don't want to hear the chili story.
Yeah, again.
Again. So
I send him a picture. I'm going through the grocery store and I see canned Wendy's chili and I immediately send that over. Like, look at that bowl. You ain't even got to buy it and reheat it. It's already in a can. Just cook it when you want it.
They need to just go ahead and put award winning on it.
I'll probably get stoned to death for saying this, but my mother-in-law made this chili, and she's a northerner. This chili has sugar in it.
You get the cinnamon in the Cincinnati and upwards areas.
Yeah, the freaking Cincinnati stuff at Skyline Chili, that might be some of the grossest stuff I've ever had.
You want a little chili five-way with some cinnamon on it?
I mean,
yeah, on top of freaking noodles, spaghetti noodles.
She didn't dump the whole bag of Domino in it, but, you know. It's funny. She just retired last year and just moved down here. It's been hilarious. It's been absolutely hilarious, her getting used to living down here.
She probably likes it better. Most people do.
She does. But
I will say, Bird, that Tennessee is the only team that can win on Saturday and fall out of the rankings on Sunday. Because that's what we did against Vanderbilt.
Oh, well, that was more of a boxing match. I do want to say, before we close up basketball, Vescovy. I mean, like, I was begging for him 2 years ago not to declare. And I was like, all right, he's going to stay. Now I'm like, Man, why didn't he go? Why didn't he go 14 minutes on the floor, one attempt?
Yeah.
You've sounds got like to he's come on. A little soft.
Ah, man. Tennessee was 55% on the 2 points, 32.1%. In the first half, they were 1 for 12 from the three-point.
There you go.
1 for 12. They got a little better in the second half, but they were still only 50%, 8 for 16. Luckily, you know they're good at the free throw line, 6 for 6 in the first half, 7 for 10 in the second.
You got to get there, though.
You got to get there.
And you ain't going to get there from the three-point
line. Did you hear me? 16 attempts from the free throw. We gave Carolina 38 attempts.
Is it one of those situations where the ref needs to get off his knees because he's blowing the game?
Hey, when you're playing Blue Bloods, man, but that just goes, that's all basketball. When you're playing a Blue Blood team, you are not going to get friendly whistles. Nope. I don't care. But still, you got to make shots. I mean,
you got to make shots.
That you have to make shots. So I'm not one that sits there and blames the refs. If we would have made half of the shots we attempted, yeah, they probably still would have went up 61, but we'd have been trailing with them.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we weren't getting the opportunity. They were just weren't falling, and that's what kills this team. I'm glad you do have the Dalton Connect,
mm-hmm.
who we've not had that guy since Grant Williams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he can't do it by himself. That's what killed us in the Purdue game.
Yep.
When they knocked us out of the Sweet 16 with Grant.
Yep.
Everybody went cold.
Yep. Maybe we should just bring back
Admiral
Schofield. Maybe we just bring back basketball and shoot around in the driveway. Get the
Howard Stern.
I don't know, man.
I got all the chrome off this one.
I don't know, man. I still sometimes watch that Admiral Schofield dunk in that Mississippi State game.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of my favorite college basketball plays from Tennessee all time.
Yep.
I mean, he annihilated that forward.
Basketball down, Tennessee Vandy, just a quick...
Hey, real quick, Bert. Yep, yep, before we get into this, I got to give a shout-out. We got a for Title IX purposes, the Lady Vols volleyball team starts in the NCAA tournament, I think, this week, and they're number 10 in the nation. That's true. Number 10 in the nation. Look it up.
They got beat 3-0 the other night by Alabama. Georgia or Alabama? Someone got them 3-0.
It doesn't matter. Like I said, we're not here. It's not like the SEC in football when it comes to women's volleyball, and I'm the forefront on women's volleyball here.
Hey, everybody knows the one thing you don't mess with is Tennessee's rugby team.
We have a rugby team.
Yeah, they've been national champions like 2-3 years in a row.
Wow. Maybe Heupel should go down to that field and grab an offensive line.
But yes, the women's volleyball team plays the NCAA tournament starting sometime this week. Number 10 in the nation.
Tennessee looking like their normal 31st downs, net yards only 168 yards rushing, 449.
Yeah, we didn't really try
air.
That much.
They didn't. No, it was only 11 attempts. Total offensive yards, 617. Milton was, of course, when he's having a bad game, he's still smiling and goofing off, which, you know, kind of pisses me off.
It's like, he's showing off them fake teeth he's got.
look at my veneers.
I mean, I spent lots of money and they hurt getting put on. I can't eat apples. You need to look at these things.
Tennessee, 108 yards of penalties.
Par for the course.
Absolutely insane. And then 6 for 12, third down conversions. Here's the stat.
What's the red zone conversion?
Here's the stat we hadn't said in a while. Red scoring chances, they were 5 for 5.
Ah.
Yeah, two of those were field goals, three touchdowns.
If How they about, weren't, I'd be worried.
How about as of recording of this this program that Vanderbilt does not have a quarterback on the roster? Because both of them hit the transfer portal.
Did they both hit the transfer portal?
Yeah, Swan and Seals. They sure did.
Wow. Oh, man, I didn't know both of them. I knew Swan did.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep. I suspect both of them end up in a D3 school.
Poor Vandy.
They just left one.
And you know what's so sad about this whole thing is Tony Vitello owns them in baseball.
Oh, right now.
So they don't even have that anymore.
No.
You want to talk about a school that's supposed to be so prestigious, they don't even have a women's softball team. What about that?
Oh, God.
More Title IX for the kids out there.
You're going to start a protest in Nashville.
Yeah, there's going to be rioting.
I wonder if
that'd be something at least worth protesting. I mean, not for me, but for somebody else.
I could so see. And one of the people arrested from the peaceful protest, a Brad the Duke.
Hey, I'm here for, I want to watch women's softball. I want to watch the same girl pitch every game all year round like every other team does.
There's not a rotation.
Where's Monica Abbott when you need her?
There's not a rotation like there is in baseball.
No, because Monica Abbott comes out there and throws 82 from the knee. They ain't going to hit it.
Well, quick up, 1, 2, 3.
She's like twice as tall as you, Bert, legitimately. She's taller than me.
Yeah, she's up there.
Now she's like 10 foot five, Bird. That's definitely taller than you.
10 foot five.
She's a big old girl.
She throws that Chad from the left side at the knee.
She's a big old girl. She's 5'6". She's like double your size, Bird.
God bless. Good Lord. Yeah, I could have said that, but I didn't.
Oh, I'm ready for baseball season.
It's God bless. I like Tennessee Twitter. All right, we lost. We lost three ranked opponents in basketball. Hang it up.
No, it's not just that.
Just basketball sucks to watch. In general,
it's hard to get excited about November basketball.
Touche.
You know what they need? Go ahead.
I do like the fact that they scheduled tough teams.
Yes.
In the beginning,
though. Yeah.
More than what our football program
does. And a good tournament. You know,
and I do think, which, you know, Tennessee Twitter is going to hit the panic button after what happened in North Carolina. But, you know, now take that same level of competition over to the SEC. I think Tennessee is going to do fine.
In conference.
They're going to finish in the top three. They'll finish top three.
I mean, you've got
– I think. Alabama.
You've got to look out. For some reason, we get to say Alabama in basketball now. What the hell? Just leave something to us, please.
Well, I mean basketball, dude.
Hey, Auburn. Smoked them last year, though.
You got to look out for Auburn, always.
RIP Bruce Pearl. I still love Bruce Pearl.
So do I.
Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee. Florida used to be good. Florida stinks. Missouri, do they have a basketball team?
So wait a minute. Speaking of Florida stinks, I have to give a shout-out. Have to get a shout-out to our boy Luke, who at the beginning of the season called it, Gators will not go to a bowl. Called it out.
He's just hoping that Lane Kiffin decides to come to Florida.
Yeah, he's a Kiffin hopeful.
Joey Smoothwater.
Can you imagine what he'll do in Florida?
Oh, cocaine. Meth.
No.
Something new, because that's where they try all the new stuff.
Spend all his time trying to convince an undergraduate to be a 47-year-old undergraduate named Joey Freshwater.
God. I got a Beamer out here. I'm in the pre-med. I'm in the pre-med here at UF.
Been here for a while. I'm going after one of them, you know, four-decade degrees.
He's on a victory lap.
Moving.
In a marathon.
It's great that we got on coaches, because that hits our next segment, the coaching carousel.
Hold on a minute, Bird. I have to say this. If you guys want to treat sometime, get on YouTube and look up Daniel Tosh's video that he made about Lane Kiffin back when Lane was offensive coordinator at Alabama?
I've seen it.
I have not. I've got to watch it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Tosh is just, funny.
Just look up Tosh.0, Lane Kiffin, and it'll come right up.
Okay.
Just you won't be disappointed.
We live reaction show.
No. That video would be demonetized in 2 minutes.
I thought about doing that Vandy. Duke and I have talked about doing a live show watching a football game. I was like, yeah, maybe we should do Vandy. It would have been like calling a fight, though.
I was hoping that Heupel was going to, like, once I saw them little kids out there trying to fight for no reason, I'm like, all right, Heupel, let's see what kind of nuts you got. I hope you hang 100 on him. He's like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Bobby Hill.
Call me Betty. I don't know.
That's one thing about him that kills me. I was jumping up and down when Rick Barnes got that technical on him.
Oh, yeah. Game.
And I was jumping. I haven't got that excited about a game in a long time.
Neither has he. That's the problem.
Just for the fact that Barnes will get in a ref. You don't see it a lot of times. It's a little more Pat Summitt style.
Okay.
But Barnes will get in a ref. And Heupel, I wish he'd press that more. Especially with the holding call, the no holding
the
call.
Holds week after week after week. Yeah.
And I don't know how that man contains Rodney Garner on the sideline. Because you can look at, if they ever flash a camera on Rodney Garner, I mean, you can see the vein in that man's forehead. He is about to explode.
He's also probably on straight adrenaline pills, too. That'll do it to him.
I've heard players say he is the toughest coach.
Oh, I can only
imagine. That
they've
ever played for.
I can only imagine.
I mean, and you take a guy like him, man, he's old school.
Mm-hmm.
He does not play with them guys. I've heard that's big boy football camp from guys that I've spoke to on the university.
I never, speaking of big boy football, our invader on Twitter last week, I never heard back from him because I said that Vandy sucks like Austin Peay, and he's like, we haven't lost a game since Austin Peay, since we played in Neyland. I'm like, who do you play?
What? ETSU.
I was like, this is big boy football. What?
Tusculum.
You're not even an FBS school. Come on.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not going to go run my mouth about it.
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely, but I'm not going to be in here. Yeah, hey, their players made it. After we got $1.5 million from y'all, we won everyone. Who'd you play? Lipscomb Elementary.
Chattanooga School for the Deaf and Blind. God
bless. Churchill Middle School.
Kentucky Magnet.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In the coaching carousel, I really want to hear from this. Of course, Lebby, which I think is going to be a good hire for Mississippi State. His $4.5 million salary. I haven't dove into his contract to look at details like, what he gets for bowl appearances and whatnot. But I think that is a good hire for Mississippi State.
Yeah, sure. For Mississippi State.
You know, you've bounced around as an OC. Get your head coach opportunity. I think he can do well there.
I mean, he'll probably be able to keep him alive.
I don't even want to ask you how you meant that.
I meant it how you thought I meant it. Oh,
He meant that the same way that
it's called a joke, Bird.
He meant that the same way he's going to mean it when you talk about Bobby Petrino.
But I mean, he doesn't have very many expectations at Mississippi State. He can only go up because the other one's 6 foot down.
All you gotta do is finish the season alive. Oh my god!
No, I say he's gonna keep them alive. We'll keep them alive in the West.
That is so wrong.
Oh, swing your sword, baby.
It's just a joke. I don't really mean it. That's the great thing about telling jokes. You ain't got to mean it.
Lord, I apologize for that right there.
Please whip the baby big wig down there now.
Oh, I feel like it was it the Two Bears podcast where they can't even look at each other.
That's a pretty good podcast.
It really is. Love the clips from that one. Mike Elko.
Hey man, somewhere Mike Leach is just looking down smiling right now. That guy was a barrel of fun. I'm sorry. That was a loss for the entire college football. That was a loss for sports world, period.
It was.
I mean, it's not like they're all trying to, or they're not all dying to get into Mississippi State.
They're just dying to get out of it.
And he's not going to have to work with any stiff asses.
God, did you go back and look at some of those interviews he did right before he passed away, and you think about the look on his face? He's just like, please.
Kill me now.
Get this over with.
Give me the vaccine twice. Mike Elko, $7 million, which is a far cry from what Jimbo was getting paid, but they did it correctly with incentives. You know, $3.5 million if you win the CFP, $3 million if you make it to the final game, $2.5 million if you win the SEC championship. I mean, they gave him something.
What's his base salary before his commission?
$7 million.
Oh, that's the base is seven?
$7 million.
They're probably going to get a pretty high ROI on this guy compared to Jimbo Fisher.
I don't know.
I mean, that's where he came from.
That's where he came from.
I just don't know.
That's where he came from, and he was highly praised by all the administration and all that. So I'd say he'll be a way better fit than Jimbo.
We got to give credit
where credit's due to the A&M fan base, though. They pulled an Arns October, too.
They pulled. I'm like, you sure y'all ain't Tennessee fans?
Because truth be told, Mark Stoops would have probably been a pretty good coach there. He's taken Kentucky to 10 wins twice.
I think Stoops would have been a great coach there. You give Stoops the money.
The resources.
And everything that they have there. Yeah. I mean, Stoops is still fighting. We're a basketball school. No, come on.
That's the thing about Texas A&M, guys, is it? And I know the rumor mill was going on out there. Can you imagine if Kirby Smart would have actually left Georgia to go to Texas A&M? Mm. Nobody would be able to touch them.
Mm. So I think that A&M
has just too much money.
Yes,
I think A&M has the same kind of like mind problem like Tennessee fans do. Like every coach and hire, when it comes to Tennessee, first name you hear, who is it? John Gruden. We're going to get John Gruden. And then we're like, we can get whoever we want. And we just need to, like, Texas A&M needs to understand, kind of like Tennessee fans need to understand, we're not a top-tier program to go to in the SEC. I mean, in the big scheme of things, we're a four or five seed.
I hate you.
You got Alabama, LSU, Georgia, maybe us or an A&M in the four spot. Maybe.
Yep.
Arguably. Arguably, right. Auburn could be there too.
You're right, Duke.
Until you start
consistently beating the Big Three, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear elite. I don't want to hear any of that. Period.
And you want to know how like you can say that money cures all? Look at the Haslams. They couldn't run the Browns to save their life, and they got more money than God.
Yeah, so we got more money than David Crockett.
We got more money. Dave, someone that needed to enter the coaching carousel old Sunbelt Billy, because next season, mm-hmm. have either of you looked at Florida schedule?
Wosome's me, mother trucker. We play Alabama still, and Georgia every year, so come
and
on.
They'll still probably beat us.
Yeah, of course.
Miami.
We're the Kentucky to Florida. It's Kentucky to us as we are to Florida.
They only have, Miami, UCF, Florida State, Samford. Let's get that one out of the way. Kentucky, LSU, Ole Miss, A&M, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Mississippi State. I don't think they go to a bowl game next year either.
Well, yeah, ain't there guys transferring out of there too?
I haven't looked.
I didn't see that many guys in the portal for them, but I still think they have a pretty high recruiting class. Last time I checked,
their recruiting class for next year supposedly is among the best. And Tennessee's only had one person leave out on the transfer portal. Duke was looking that up pre-show. I think it's just Warren Burrell, right?
Who?
You think he's seen the writing on the wall?
Yeah, I mean, he should have. He's a redshirt senior, and he still ain't really playing.
Redshirt senior. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, show up to Middle Tennessee State. We'll start you tomorrow. Come on.
Oh, look at you, Middle Tennessee State under no coach right now because they hit the tie with Stocksdale and said, we'll still pay you as long as you're looking for a job.
What does that mean? Can he be the greeter at Walmart as long as we're looking?
As long as you're looking for a job, we'll still.
Is he going to be the soft lines lead at Dick's Sporting Goods? I mean, what?
I'm trying to find work. I'm filling in the gap. Fly.
Don't worry, son. I can show you what football cleats you need.
As long as it's Dick's on Peters.
That's right. The Dick's in Knoxville's on Peters Road, North Peters Road to be specific, but Peters Road nonetheless.
The only Dick's is the Dick's on Peters.
Oh, God. Oh, y'all ain't right.
God, I love my state.
Podcast listeners, we are going to just have a quick word so that we can actually pay for this hobby. We'll be back. For more laughs and to talk about the SEC championship game. Welcome back, podcast listeners, live stream people. Y'all just got to see how that works. It's
You got a little, what we like to call a peek behind the curtain.
A little peek behind the curtain. 3 seconds. We don't actually go on commercial breaks. We put them in later.
We still have
a piss break.
We still ain't got that Powerade sponsorship.
Mystic Mountain Blueberry.
I mean, you got to start the bottom. All sport. Come on.
God bless. I cannot wait. I'm a little, a little tidbit into next week's show. We're gonna go through Tennessee as a whole. We're gonna go through some of the predictions we made like 2 years ago, where I'm gonna bring up on the screen and play the clip of me saying, "Why are we getting a transfer quarterback from Michigan? If you can't make it there, what the hell you think you're gonna do here?
You don't need to trash Joe Milton."
Oh,
he gave his all.
He's getting trashed because there's some friends out there in the Tennessee podcast world that said, why are we treating Joe or Joe Milton got treated well? And, comparing JG, they both suck. They both were
Joe Milton was much better than Garantano, dude.
Dude, Garantano was he was messed up in the head because Butch Jones.
Hey, well, I mean, Butch Jones made it to a bowl game. You know who didn't? Shane Beamer.
I do think JG would have fared a lot better under a hyper run offense.
Right. I mean, because obviously he coddles his quarterback over there. It's a horrible play, and he's over there. It's okay, Joe. It's your third senior day. Go out here and play against Vanderbilt. I should be starting Nico to give him some time because, God, he needs it.
He doesn't need no time.
Yes,
he
does.
He's going to play the bowl game.
Is he? Is Milton going to let that happen? He has nowhere to be.
Yeah,
what's Milton going to
start at tight end?
Milton should have started at tight end 4 years ago when he realized he wasn't
gonna
a quarterback.
Be the fullback. He's going to play the – we're going to start running the eye. Triple option.
Dude, I have this feeling that Nico is not starting that game. I just have this feeling because Milton's going to be selfish. Why would he? He's not being talked about in the draft. He's not being talked about in the NFL at all.
He made the Senior Bowl. He got an invite to the Senior Bowl.
Somebody will take a chance on him.
He had 3 years to make it to the Senior Bowl. I'm glad he went.
Yeah, I wonder how many degrees you reckon he's got, too.
There'll be somebody takes a chance on him in the NFL. You watch what I'm telling you. Mm. There'll be somebody that says we can fix him.
You know, Toronto is not in the NFL.
He's going to play for what is it? Is it the Uggernauts? What do they call it? Some team in the CFL.
He's going to play for the Hosers, eh?
Like what? And here's Bebe.
That
here's
might be a moose, but it could be a deer, though.
Here's the thing about Joe, though. If you slow the game down, he's an excellent quarterback.
Mm, yeah.
It's when it speeds up is when he has a problem.
Yeah, it's when it's
no,
when he's
big problem because it gets about 10 times faster in the NFL.
When you speed it up, as in like the most I just went mind blank. As in the quickest offense in college football under Josh Heupel.
I bet we weren't this year.
That's where he messed up.
I don't know. And
wrong
maybe
place.
I'll say this. You go back to the start. Well, when Nico came in the UConn game, and even what little bit of time he played in the Mandy game.
Oh, man, he still had issues throwing it in the freaking dirt.
Well, I'm not gonna fault a kid that didn't get the reps that he should have gotten this year.
Amen.
In garbage time.
Yep.
Everybody's done that. I don't care what quarterback you are. Go back to Carson Beck a year ago. He was throwing that. Yeah, it's just like Jackson Ross, the punter. That his first game was horrible.
Absolutely horrible.
I still think he kind of stinks.
No.
And then
no, he didn't.
I know what you mean, Duke. I like to see my punts go up into the stratosphere.
I like
too.
To see a pro style punter. There's no punter in the NFL doing all that flippity floppity two legged BS. None of them.
I know, man, but when you're pinning them
makes
back
him elusive.
On the when you're pinning them back, and I'm gonna tell you something,
on the inch.
He is going to run a football at some point because there have been two or three times where I've looked and seen a lane. I'm like, God, if he would have broke that,
gone.
Nobody could have got him.
Gone.
And he's quick, too.
Maybe he'll transfer to South Carolina.
But going back to what I was saying about Nico, and I don't know if this just comes from playing free safety the entire time that I played football. I never played an offensive down of football. I was always on defense. So I kind of got used to how quarterbacks read their progressions. Mm-hmm. It was just something that they coached us to do. Nico reads progressions so freaking fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of information that this kid is processing in 2 or 3 seconds
and you can,
is mind-boggling.
You can see it, and I think that may be the problem with the check down and the bad throw is it's just been pop, 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 pop.
And what is so dangerous about him, if he rolls out of the pocket, he'll run him again.
Yep. Yep.
And then
take off.
I don't know if you watched the one play where he ran out of bounds. Mm-hmm. He was still running through progressions when he ran out of bounds. Mm. I mean, I'm not worried about the accuracy part. That I don't care what level you played at. And trust me, he played elite high school football.
Yep.
If you know anything about West Coast football and that coaching pipeline that he came through, which I'm not an expert on it, but
Netflix showed me enough.
It's the same pipeline that Bryce Young had. He had the same coach that Bryce Young had. But the game speeds up in college. Mm-hmm. I don't care what level you're at.
Right.
I don't care if you go from high school to D2 or whatever. The game speeds up, and it takes a minute to adjust to that. But
I have zero worries. Throws did not worry, bother me at all. It's a freshman.
And I'm really not worried about, I know people are saying, well, the offensive line this, the offensive line that. This is the type of quarterback that can cover up deficiencies on an offensive line.
Correct.
Because if he gets outside the pocket, and I'm sorry, the next person that tells me he's too little, did you not see him manhandle that linebacker?
Dude.
He looks
thinner because of how much taller he is than, I mean, Milton's too big to be a quarterback. Of course, they said the same thing about Levis, but.
Ball in one hand. He reaches up and grabs the dude's arm off the back of off of his neck and just throws him to the ground.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell me that he's too scrawny or he's too skinny. He's a wiry little big dude,
and they're going to put 10 pounds on him in the offseason.
Oh, yeah. You ever seen a college weight room? D-ball.
Called D-ball.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get my joke, Bird.
No, I don't get your joke.
That's what a steroid. That's steroids.
Oh, deep. You know what else? I didn't
mean to get off on that tangent, but it's the
preach
offense,
it, brother. Preach
the
preach
offense. It, brother, the offense is going to look different next year, and I still think that the defense is going to improve. They improved this year, guys.
They did. Definitely.
If you look at stat wise, they improved, definitely. And that's. In this system, that's all you need is for them to just gradually keep improving.
Looking at defense across the SEC, Tennessee was 5, by the way.
Play the game. Who was first? I could get.
Well, when you base it off tackles, Mississippi State was first.
They were the highest rated defense in the SEC?
On tackles. A&M had the most sacks with 42. And then Alabama tied with Tennessee at 36 apiece. Alabama just gets to, you know, have an extra couple games, possibly.
Now, you are going to have to shore up the secondary.
Most definitely.
But I think what a lot of people miss about this team is everybody forgets that pretty much your junior and sophomore class left with Jeremy Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at a 2-year recruiting hole there that you're trying to plug in and backfill.
Well, we were also under investigation too, so that was always up in the air.
Thank God for the portal.
so it's, and you're going to have Peely back next year. And from the looks of it, I don't follow recruiting religiously, but they're courting some studs.
They are.
We got Fire Sports willing to pay.
You got Manning up there whispering sweet nothings.
You got Dolly.
Oh, my. I'll let you look down. Never mind.
Be careful. They'll burn this place to the ground. You're talking about the Queen.
Hey, I will just repeat what Johnny Carson once said to Dolly. I think I'd give a year's salary just to peek down that shirt.
Maybe 30 years ago.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that show was.
But now you better go down there with your Swiffer duster.
Oh my God,
Lord, I apologize for that right there.
Spider webs and cobwebs down there between them things.
Be with the starving pygmies down our New Guinea, man.
Sitting in 49 minutes. Let's see if we can wrap up what we think about this SEC championship. Bama could go in there and win. Georgia most definitely has the capabilities of winning.
It's a good matchup.
It is going to be a good matchup this year. Georgia has found themselves and is playing 4 quarters of football, you know, where they weren't in the beginning. Alabama can't seem to put up over 36 points on anyone that matters.
Do they score more than that on us?
I don't know. Somewhere around there. 36. Oh, yeah. Okay. I feel like that was right.
Because now you just made us.
Because we couldn't score in a friggin' red zone.
Because we can't. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, let me throw this out there real quick about the SEC championship game. because honestly, I could give two derns less about Georgia or Alabama. I hope that I wish I could see them both lose, but
I'm pulling for the referees.
If the rest of the championship games,
it was 34-20, by the way,
it go as planned. If the undefeated teams minus Georgia, mm-hmm. they're undefeated. Now, Florida State wins the ACC.
Not going to happen.
Washington wins the Pac-12. If they win their championship games and Bama somehow pulls it off,
SEC's not in the tournament.
Against Georgia. That's what I'm
wondering.
They're gone. Are they going to make
it? They're gone. And so a week ago, you know,
I don't believe
when this came up.
And guess what?
Yep.
I'm just like my old buddy Duke up there. I could give a darn less about the
SEC. Yeah, I don't give a crap. I'm not an SEC guy.
It would please me nothing more than to see an SEC-less playoff. God bless.
I would like Georgia to bring it home to the East while they're still in the East.
Yeah, ain't got to worry about that next year. Now, do
we? Ain't got to worry about that.
I guess that's one goal off the board for Tennessee.
Here's the thing, and I'm a cynical guy here.
We ain't got to worry about winning the East no more.
You got to follow the money trail, and the college football playoff people know that.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be an SEC school in regardless.
No. Now,
but you run into that conundrum where Bama has the head to head over Georgia and Texas has the head to head over Bama.
Yeah.
So
that happened to us last year, didn't it?
You know.
And then
we don't count.
If how many calls did you have on you against the Bama game? Okay, you're out. If Louisville beat FSU.
They're not.
Why?
Louisville's are frauds.
Quarterback's gone. FSU doesn't have a quarterback.
That don't mean
okay.
FSU and then, Florida State is stacked.
And then Oregon beats, you know, or Oregon beats Washington.
That is going to happen.
And that's a one beat in regular season, the other beat in championship game. Where does the weight come in on that?
Wait a minute. They didn't beat Washington.
That was their one
regular season.
Oregon's one loss.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Washington beat them.
Right.
What was the score of that game? Was it close?
I don't remember.
I don't watch left coast football.
I don't either. God.
What?
You know you've like been watching Bo Pix all season.
I have not. I still think that he's an undercover fraud.
Them Nike money boys, man.
They can put them up.
That's what my son says. He said, "That's a Nike money team, Dad." I was like, "Well, at least you can recognize it, boy."
So those of you just tuning in, we both over here, we got the Duke and Tim that says they hope SEC is not in the college football
playoffs. Not saying I hope one way or the other. I'm saying I don't care. I ain't got a dog in this fight, so that's even worse than me, like, hope. I don't care.
If it ain't orange and white and got that big T on it, I don't care about it.
I might not even watch it.
I might not either. It's hog killing weather.
Oh, I see some processing going over there. He's trying to figure out how to come up with a hog killing.
I mean, I was trying to think of a Bobby Petrino joke, but I couldn't.
At least you said Bobby Petrino. I thought you were thinking of some women of Walmart joke.
Huh? No. No. No, I told you I'm a fan of Title IX.
Oh.
I wonder if they have like a cake baking team.
Oh. So if you worked at Walmart, would you just go to Sam's and get the cake and submit it as your own?
Oh, and no, I'm talking about do colleges have these all women cooking teams because they stay in the kitchen? While women don't wear wristwatches, clock on the stove.
Lord, he ain't apologizing for that one.
That's the oldest joke in the book.
I have never heard that.
You ain't never heard that?
I have never heard that. Oh my God.
Well, have you ever heard the one of why Stevie Wonder can't see his friends?
If I No.
His wife won't let him.
If I take a picture and send it to you with a big slap across my face, it's because I went down there and said, honey, I know why you don't wear a watch.
There's a clock on the stove.
There's a clock on the stove.
Facts check out.
What's that joke? If you ever get in an argument with your wife, you give her a loaf of bread and a butter knife and a thing of bologna and some mayonnaise, her instincts will kick in. She'll fix you a sandwich instead.
Podcast fans, we want to thank you for tuning in to a very long special episode that is so full of humor. It's unreal. And I can't even... I'm trying to...
Some of them might be risque jokes.
Some of them a little... But you talk about Michael. Well, at least their new coach has a pulse.
Yeah, like I said, he don't want to work with a bunch of stiff asses.
We appreciate y'all. Make sure you follow us.
Roots are dying to get in.
Coach Leach, we love you.
Wherever you are, we are. You, except for Coach Leach.
You keep up with
he's old in Saint, heaven. He's up, a better spot than we are, anywho.
Keep up with old St. John. Let him know we love him, too.
Yeah. He's in heaven. He's in a better spot than we are.
We thank you guys.
Go Vols. Big Orange.